Welcome to the Trinity's Podcast, where we explore theories about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Episode 1, Introductions. Welcome to this very first episode of the Trinity's Podcast. My name is Dale Tuggy, and in this episode, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself and a little bit about my vision for this podcast, why I think it might be useful or interesting to you. By profession, I'm a philosopher. I teach philosophy at a state college, and I also teach religious studies and courses that mix together what's now called philosophical theology or analytic theology, together with philosophy and history of philosophy. Since the year 2000, I've been teaching at the State University of New York at Fredonia, which is in the far western tip of New York State, sort of in between Erie, Pennsylvania and Buffalo, New York. It's about an hour west of Buffalo, New York. So that's where I'm coming to you from. I've been married for over 20 years to my wife, Candace Tuggy, and we have three beautiful children, two boys and one girl. As far as my education, I have 3 degrees in philosophy. I got my bachelor's in philosophy in 1993 from Biola University, which is an evangelical university out in Southern California. In 1995, I got my master's in philosophy from the Claremont Graduate University, which is sort of in the upper right portion of Southern California or greater LA. And in the year 2000, I earned my PhD from Brown University, and I had a great time at all three of those places, really loved them, and had some good professors and learned a lot. I have no complaints about any of them, and I really love what I do. I've never had any regrets about going into philosophy and becoming a professor. As far as my spiritual background, I'm a Christian. I was born into a Christian family. I was born again and baptized in the summer of 1978, and that was at an independent charismatic church in Dallas, Texas, where I grew up for my first 18 years. When I was a teenager, my family went to a conservative evangelical Bible church. After I went away to college, I went to 3 vineyard churches with my wife. That included the original one founded by John Wimber and a couple of offshoots of that. When I moved here to Fredonia, my wife and I went for 5 years to a Baptist General Conference church, and we really loved the people there. But since 2005, we've been doing house church and really enjoy that. I've been thinking about all this stuff relating to the Trinity since about 1998, when I was a graduate student at Brown, and I read a book called The Christian God by a famous Christian philosopher named Richard Swinburne, who's now retired from Oxford University. One thing that's different about philosophers is that they are curious and sort of obsessive. Philosophers return to the same exact narrow set of topics over and over and over, thinking about it over and over, trying to gain clarity and to decide what really is true and what is false about that topic. You could say that this is the ultimate niche podcast. You will probably only be interested in this if, first of all, you are deeply interested in Christian views about God and about Jesus Christ. Probably that will mean that you're a Christian and that you've wondered, well, what is this doctrine of the Trinity? How am I to understand it? Why should I think it was true? Why is it important? Second, you're going to have to care about getting true beliefs and about avoiding false beliefs. When it comes to religious beliefs, many people are content just to stick with the familiar and the comfortable. And many people feel a strong pressure to just think in ways which are popular in their own Christian community. So they're just really not willing to think hard about these things, try to get coherent beliefs that make sense together about these things. That's strange because if you believe in God, you have to believe that God is the most important and interesting thing in the universe. And what could be more interesting than thinking correctly about God? Finally, to be interested in this podcast, I think you'll have to have more than a merely academic interest in the subject. I always have. I've always been interested in how this affects the spiritual lives of individual Christians and communities of Christians. I am interested in it as an academic. I'm interested in evaluating the arguments and trying out all the different theoretical moves that a person can make. But at the end of the day, I do think it matters for practical and for spiritual reasons. My ultimate goal then in doing this podcast is to help you to love God with all your mind. I don't believe in separating one's spiritual life from one's intellectual life. If you really love God, you should really be willing to think hard about God and to think correctly about God and to help to explain God to other people. This podcast is really all about the content. It's not about my personality. I don't have much of one. In one of my course evaluations recently at the end of the semester, one of my students said that I have, quote, a somewhat boring voice. And that is surely true. It's not the most horrible voice in the world, but it is somewhat boring. And I'm not going to come to you to sell you on my personality and how wonderful I am. I hate podcasts that are long. I hate podcasts where the host just talks endlessly about him or herself. When I listen to a podcast, it's because I'm intensely interested in the subject matter, and I want to learn about it. I want somebody to put some work into it and not waste my time. So that's what I'm trying to do for you. I, of course, since I've been thinking about this for more than a decade, have my own views about the Trinity, and I won't hide those views, but I'm not going to lead with them either. This is a teaching technique that I use in most of my philosophy and religious studies classes that I teach. I don't hide my views from the students, but I don't put them right out in front. I want the students to be able to develop their own views. And they can do this in conversation with mine, but really, who cares what Dale Tuggy thinks about anything? What matters, given that this is the most important subject matter there is to get true beliefs and avoid false beliefs. So I hope I can be helpful. And if you think my views are just total baloney, then still, I hope that you've gained a lot from this podcast. My goal is to empower you to think through these things yourself and to come to your own settled view that makes sense in light of scripture, in light of reason, and in light of your own experience. I want this podcast to be intellectual but accessible. I want it to be serious but not boring, argumentative but not polemical. I want it to be philosophical and theological and scriptural and spiritual. I want it to be informed but not conventional, not just repeating the same stuff over and over that people say. And I don't want it to be kooky. This topic of the Trinity is really a strange one. If you search, say, YouTube and look for people discussing the doctrine of the Trinity, you will find several different sorts of things. Sometimes you'll find conspiracy theories, people that believe some outlandish conspiracy, you know, the Trinity was all taken over from the Egyptians and snuck in by some sneaky person, and the Pope's been hiding that from us all these years, but there are these archives in the Vatican buried deep in it that they won't let anybody read, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Life is too short to listen to conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy theorists are a waste of time when you're talking about politics, and they're a waste of time when you're talking about Christian theology. So you're not going to get that here. Another thing you're not going to get is undisciplined speculation. It seems like every 20-year-old Christian young man who's kind of smart and kind of able to think abstractly, maybe read some theology, apologetics, science, philosophy. A lot of young guys like that, and it's usually guys, say, look, I figured it all out. Here is what the Trinity means. This is the way to understand it. And haha, there, we've solved the whole problem, right? Right. And of course, it's just their own undisciplined speculation. They're way off out on a limb. It's not something that anybody has ever believed or probably ever will believe. And really, it's kind of just them showing off how smart they are. Well, you're not going to get that here. There is speculation here. I'm a philosopher, and I'm going to be discussing a lot of different theories by my fellow Christian philosophers and by others. But it won't be undisciplined. It will be speculation that's clear about what it's doing and why. Nor will it be ego-driven. Another thing you find when this topic comes up is just a strange anger and lack of perspective and balance. So whatever your view of the Trinity is, you are just sure that the people who disagree with you are the scum of the earth, and surely God hates them and just can't wait to throw them into hell because they are just so wrong about the Trinity. This, my friends, is sick, and it reflects badly on Christianity, and you're not going to get that here. I'm going to discuss things that I disagree with, and I'll explain why I disagree with them. I will explain why people disagree with my own views. But you're not going to find me calling people with a somewhat different theory than mine dogs, pigs, scumbags. I'm not going to use this rhetoric like they're assaulting God or robbing Jesus and things like that. That's a bunch of garbage, and it's not reasonable. It's not good. However, it is traditional. We'll talk more about this some other time. Let's discuss one more thing that you'll find online if you're Googling around for information about the Trinity. You will find presentations by what we call apologists, defenders of the Christian faith, people who want to show how there is a good answer to any objection that can be lodged against Christianity. Let me first just say I wholeheartedly believe in apologetics. I think it's an important ministry for people to show how their objections do have good answers, and I really do appreciate apologetics done well. However, on this topic of the Trinity, sometimes an apologist will tell you how very defensible it is, how to answer this objection and that objection, and will just repeat the traditional language used for the Trinity without really telling you what it means. So they're defending something they know not what. They never quite tell you how you are to think about it. Well, as I've already mentioned, there are different ways that Christians think about the Trinity. And that's why the blog and podcast are called Trinities. It's not that I'm suggesting there's more than one Trinity. There can be at most one. The point is that there are different theories about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are different mental images or different mental understandings that Christians have about this. Before you go about defending your belief in the Trinity, then, you need to say just what that belief is so that your listener can understand you. This is what Christian philosophers in about the last 40 years have tried to do. They've tried to come up with precise and intelligible ways of understanding the Trinity on which it will be a defensible doctrine, that it will be defensible as biblical, as reasonable, and as compatible with and conducive to Christian spiritual life. So I hope you won't find obfuscation here or the dodging of important questions. And this leads us right into our main subject matter. The doctrine of the Trinity is often explained as the claim that there is one God in three persons. There is one God in three persons. The first thing to note about this is it's not clear quite what is meant. So one question we need to ask about it is, how is it to be understood? Are the three persons like God's three different personalities? Or when we say three persons, are we talking about three different thinking beings, three different deities, in effect, that somehow combine to make one deity? How should we understand the claim that there's one God and three persons? Well, it gets pretty involved. Another question is, why should one believe it? Is this something that one can argue for from just reason alone? Some people think that. Is this something which is logically implied by the Bible? Some people think that. Is it something which isn't explicitly stated, nor is it logically implied in the Bible, but it best explains what you find in the Bible? Some people think that. Some people think, well, the doctrine of the Trinity really isn't based on the Bible at all, but it is something which has been taught to us by Mother Church. It's something which the Roman Catholic Church has told us to believe. Is that why we should believe it? Because the one true church has taught it. However, the one true church is to be understood. Another interesting fact about this is that belief in the Trinity doesn't play that much role in ordinary Christians' lives. The most famous Roman Catholic theologian of the 20th century, a gentleman named Karl Rahner, who was a member of the Jesuit order, famously said in a small book called The Trinity that, quote, "Despite their orthodox confession of the Trinity, Christians are, in their practical life, almost mere monotheists. We must be willing to admit that, should the doctrine of the Trinity have to be dropped as false, the major part of religious literature could well remain virtually unchanged," end quote. When Rahner says mere monotheists, he means people who believe in one God, but people who don't believe that God is three persons. They assume that God is one person. This is true. People generally think of God as a personal being, and then in a more doctrinal or sometimes apologetic context, they switch to thinking that God is three persons. So we can ask a couple questions about this. Is what Rahner says true? Another thing to ask is, if it's true, is that a bad thing or a good thing? Rahner would say it's a bad thing, that thinking about God as a mere monotheist or in a unipersonal way is failing to think rightly about God, that one could do a lot better in thinking about God as a trinity of three persons. Here's another wrinkle. Some people who claim to be Christians don't believe any traditional Trinity doctrine, and not merely people that are called cultists like Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons. And by the way, some Mormons now claim that they are Trinitarians, and specifically social Trinitarians, so that's interesting. But anyway, back to these Christians, these people who say they're Christians and don't believe any traditional Trinity doctrine. Who are these people and why do they reject what seems to be a majority view? After all, the Christian mainstream does officially endorse the creedal language about the Trinity that was formulated in the 4th century. But there's always been this minority view. So is this a kook view? Is there anything that could be said for it? Why do people dissent? Well, those are all good questions. And those are the types of things that we'll be discussing in this podcast. So in our journey together on this podcast, I have in mind several different kinds of episodes that we'll be doing. One kind is to use content that's previously been posted on my blog, Trinities. Since 2006, I've been blogging there, and occasionally I have contributions from some of my co-bloggers who are wonderful. And there's some good material there that would be good for a podcast. Another thing I want to do are interviews with Christian intellectuals who have worked on these topics. This really is my passion. I think that Christians who are scholars should serve the wider Christian community. In my reading and research over the last decade plus, I've become aware of the work of a whole bunch of philosophers, theologians, historians, and apologists who are really very hardworking, truth-seeking, and interesting people. And I would like to bring some of them to you and just ask them some good questions and let them help you to think about these things. Then again, sometimes I might bring in some abstracts of recent publications that are relevant to our topics. I might even sometime present one of my own papers. Finally, I would like to incorporate your feedback. So if you have a question or a comment, you can send me a sound file as an attachment, preferably a .wav file, .wav file, to feedback@trinities.org. Just email me at that address, and if I think that your question is a really good one, then maybe we'll put the question in the episode of a podcast, and I'll answer it. I won't be able to answer all emails from that address or others. Being a professor, I'm always swamped with all sorts of responsibilities, but I really would like to hear from you and find out what you're thinking and what sort of questions you have. So those are my ideas. Surely the podcast will evolve in style as we go on. Hopefully it'll get better. Hopefully my voice will grow beyond the somewhat boring, but you never know.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you online at trinities.org.